知行英语。Listen and share.
The Lullaby.摇篮曲。While leaving the house to go to school, I glanced at the garbage can. The head of the doll was peering out of the top, exposing her face. A chill came over me, and I quickened my pace. When I came home from school, I again had it past the garbage can.I glanced towards it once more. The eyes followed me while I was walking by her. I thought that I was seeing things, so I repeated it. No, I was not seeing things. I ran into the house in hysterics. My dad happened to be home, and hardly being able to get the words out. I told him what had just happened. My dad immediately called the bishop, and he came over and got the doll.To this day, I do not know what came of the doll. I don't know what type of spirit possessed the doll, but I feel that it wasn't out to hurt me in any way. From time to time, I think about the lullaby, but can't remember the lyrics that were sung. No matter how hard I concentrate, I never question my neighbors about the doll, so whether they experience the same thing, I will never know.I've spoken with others since I related a story, those who actually make porcelain dolls. They also believe that there is something inside those dolls, something uncomprehendable, but that they are of good spirits and nothing to be frightened of. Since that day, I let go of collecting dolls.第二天，我离开家上学时，瞟了一眼垃圾桶，娃娃的头露在垃圾桶外面，能够看到他的脸。我感到一阵寒意，便加快脚步离开。放学回家时，我还得经过垃圾桶，我又瞥了他一眼。我经过垃圾桶的时候，娃娃的视线一直跟着我，我以为是自己产生了幻觉，就又试了一次。不，那不是幻觉，是真的。我发疯般地跑回家，碰巧爸爸也在家。我语无伦次地告诉他刚才发生的事情，爸爸立刻打电话叫来主教，让他把娃娃拿走。直到今天，我还是不知道娃娃究竟出了什么问题，不知道是什么样的鬼魂附在他身上，但我觉得那鬼魂无意伤害我。偶尔，我还会回忆那首摇篮曲的歌词，但不管我如何集中精神，就是想不起来。我从没有问过邻居关于娃娃的事情，所以不知道他们有没有和我相同的经历。我叙述这个故事前，曾和那些做瓷娃娃的人聊过，他们也相信这些娃娃身体里有些什么难以理解的东西，但是他们的心肠很好，所以没什么好害怕的。从那天起，我就不再收集玩偶了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。 While leaving the house to go to school, I glanced at the garbage can.
第二天，我离开家上学时，瞟了一眼垃圾桶。
The head of the doll was peering out of the top, exposing her face.
娃娃的头露在垃圾桶外面，能够看到她的脸。
A chill came over me, and I quickened my pace.
我感到一阵寒意，便加快脚步离开。When I came home from school, I again had it past the garbage can. I glanced towards it once more. 放学回家时，我还得经过垃圾桶，我又瞥了他一眼。
The eyes followed me while I was walking by her.
我经过垃圾桶的时候，娃娃的视线一直跟着我。
I thought that I was seeing things, so I repeated it.
我以为是自己产生了幻觉，就又试了一次。
No, I was not seeing things. I ran into the house in hysterics.
不，那不是幻觉，是真的。我发疯般地跑回家。
My dad happened to be home, and hardly being able to get the words out.
I told him what had just happened. 碰巧爸爸也在家。我语无伦次地告诉他刚才发生的事情。
My dad immediately called the bishop and he came over and got the doll.
爸爸立刻打电话叫来主教，让他把娃娃拿走。
To this day, I do not know what came of the doll.
直到今天，我还是不知道娃娃究竟出了什么问题。
I don't know what type of spirit possessed the doll, but I feel...that it wasn't out to hurt me in any way.
不知道是什么样的鬼魂附在他身上，但我觉得那鬼魂无意伤害我。
From time to time, I think about the lullaby, but can't remember the lyrics that were sung. No matter how hard I concentrate.
偶尔，我还会回忆那首摇篮曲的歌词，但不管我如何集中精神，就是想不起来。
I never question my neighbors about the doll.So whether they experience the same thing, I will never know.
我从没有问过邻居关于娃娃的事情，所以不知道他们有没有和我相同的经历。
I've spoken with others since I related the story, those who actually make porcelain dolls.
我叙述这个故事前，曾和那些做瓷娃娃的人聊过。
They also believe that there is something inside those dolls, something uncomprehendable.
他们也相信这些娃娃身体里有些什么难以理解的东西。
But that they are of good spirits and nothing to be frightened of.
但是他们的心肠很好，所以没什么好害怕的。
Since that day, I let go of collecting dolls.
从那天起，我就不再收集玩偶了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Glance 表示扫视，匆匆一看，这个词后面通常都是接介词 at。 比如说 He glanced at the envelope and recognized his uncle's handwriting.
他瞥了一眼那个信封，认出是他叔父的笔记。这个词同我们在前面介绍的 glimpse 意思很接近。
Peer 这个词的意思是凝视，盯着看，通常我们都说 peer at or peer into. 来看一个例子， She peered at him closely, as if not believing it could really be him.
她仔细地瞧着他，似乎不相信真会是他。
Peep 与 peer 在词形上很接近，这个词也表示看，但 peep 指的是偷看窥视。
The boy peeped through the keyhole to see what was going on inside.
男孩从钥匙孔里窥视，看里面发生什么情况。在英语当中有个习语叫做 Peeping Tom, 指的是偷窥狂。
Happen, 碰巧偶然。
Somebody happens to do something.
某人碰巧做某事。我们也可以说 It happens that. 比如说他来电话的时候我正巧出去了。
我们可以说 I happen to be out when he called.
也可以说 It happened that I was out when he called.
Let go of somebody or something.
释放，放开。
比如说 Let go of the rope.
放开绳子。这个片语我们也可以说成 Let somebody or let something go.
例如 Let me go. 放开我。
Let it go 这个词组的意思是不再多说，就那样吧。
来看个例子。I don't agree with what you said, but I'll just let it go.
我不同意你说的一切，但是我不再多说了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。